the time. It's the reason why our music's labeled timeless. Can't stop now.
890 GGN, God's Good News on a Wednesday morning. I'm Reggie B, and along with me, my friend and brother, Mr. Wayne Hodges, editor and chief of www.massappealnews.com.
Yep.
And we just had on a very talented young lady out of Canada and LA.
Yep. Yep.
Miss Tamina Polak Paris, a young talented dancer. And we continue with the show now. You can join us at 816-577-6724 or 1-800-924-3177.
Wow, Reg, outstanding start to today's show. And now we're going to get into the Tamika Pledger case. And I know we talked off the air, Reg, and you read the editorial, the article that I posted a couple of days ago, where yours truly spoke exclusively with a close source to the Tamika Pledger case, just to get that side of the story. And now, Reg, I must inform you that the last couple of days I've been in conversations with investigative reporters with 41 Action News and also Channel 9. And the reason being is that we're trying to get Tamika Pledger to talk. And we understand there's a gag order in place that was concocted by Wyandotte County District Attorney Jerome Gorman. So we've been trying to reach out to Mr. Gorman to see if indeed there is a gag order, and if so, if it can be lifted so that Tamika can speak with the press. And I haven't heard back from him as of yet, and I don't think 41 or Channel 9 has either. So right now, the three of us are kind of working together. We're going to see what we can do to hear from Tamika, because a lot of people are saying, why isn't she releasing the statement, blah, blah, blah. Well, there's a gag order allegedly in place. And, you know, should she speak under those, you know, under those legal terms, then she could be, you know, of course, arrested and jailed. So, very serious matter. This is a very serious legal matter. And it's a big story, Reggie. I told you several media outlets have picked up this story, ranging from Hawaii all the way to MSN. So, we're talking about coast to coast here. Big story here in Kansas City, Kansas. For those who've been asleep the last 3 weeks, the circumstances are such. On January the 30th, there was allegedly a fight amongst a group of teenagers in Kansas City, Kansas, in the 1300 block of Troop Avenue. Upon receiving a phone call from her daughter, Tamika drove to the scene, where she allegedly hit at least four teens. Three were critically injured, and we had a fourth who unfortunately passed away. So lots of stuff going on in this case. She has appeared in court. I wrote an article on that. We also wrote a nice feature on the deceased teen, Miss Tierra Smith. Mass Appeal has not reached out to Tierra's family simply out of respect. I mean, this is a grieving period. I'm not going to reach out to that side of the family as of yet. That has to be very tough. But we have had discussions with the parents and also the sister of the two teenage girls who are still recovering from their injuries, and we may have one of the family members join us, Reg, here in a few minutes. I told her 7:45, so we'll see if she's still able to join us. But this is just a touchy, sensitive issue for a lot of people, so we'll kind of just kind of, you know, help everybody kind of brace through it.
Right, right.
As far as my editorials is concerned, it's very interesting because on MassAppealNews.com, we've had kind of some varying opinions on what's going on with this case. There's a lot of people that read my editorial and said, wow, we didn't know. And then you had other people say, yeah, right, this is fake, it's fabricated. Why wasn't this stuff reported initially? I can't speak to, you know, other media outlets in town. I will tell you that the two injured female teens are family members of Tamika Pleasure. Now, that was not disclosed, you know, amongst other media outlets in Kansas City. I'm not sure
right.
why.
Right. I saw one interview, and I believe that was on Fox 4, where the young lady mentioned that that there was some that they were that her mom was the cousin of Tamika Pleasure. As a matter of fact, is what she said. And that's and Wayne and it I find it interesting that you said you were talking with 41, because to me, you know, my limited training now, I've been in radio for over 20 years, but I have no training in journalism.
Right.
Now, I was trained at a broadcasting school. You know, they teach you how to run the board, how to edit commercials, and do different things like that. But journalism is a totally different thing. But from what I think I know about journalism, it seems like some of the media, especially 41, and I, it's like they report kind of skewed to me.
Ooh, Reg, ooh.
Because, I mean, when the recording came out from the jail where they played one side of the conversation, and then the reporter came back and closed his story, all of this while the other, while this family is planning a funeral. Now, they weren't planning a funeral at the time that Tamika was doing the phone call. As a matter
right.
of fact, she was in jail. She may not have even known the brevity of the injury of those teens at
absolutely.
That time.
Absolutely.
So, why? I know it's all for an emotional appeal and ratings and things like this, but to me, it was somewhat skewed to me.
Ooh, you're onto something. And Reggie, it's ironic because a lot of people have called me and inboxed me on Facebook saying that, well, they're just after Tamika because she's running for public office, she's running for commissioner. There's some type of attack going on, you know, in Wyandotte County politics. You know, I really don't want to get into all of that. I'm not saying that that's probably not the case. I mean, it certainly could be. But you might be onto something there. Look, I've been in conversations with 41 Action News the past couple of days. And I've worked with them in the past on some cases involving, I don't know if you remember, Commissioner Terrence Maddox.
Right. That, I mean, okay. That's on, that was my next.
Well, well, you know how that went. And so,
and you know, Wayne, and I tell people, even in the gospel religious radio realm, there's a rating. This is how salespeople and we make our money. This is how we pay our bills. Is
right.
If you don't have ratings and don't have numbers, it affects you. So everybody is after you, the listeners. They want you to listen. They want you to watch. So if we can shock you or pull
right.
you in emotionally, then hey, you know, we sometimes people will do whatever they have to do to get to the end of a means.
Oh, absolutely.
A means of an end, whichever way it's supposed to be.
It's critical. And I know we're approaching the top of the hour. I got so much more to say. I did receive a message from the two little girls' mother, and she said she's going to try to get a hold to Desiree. So I have heard from Mom, and we're talking on Facebook. So we'll see if we can get Desiree on the show. Maybe I get Mom on the show. I mean, look, I'm trying to handle this delicately. So, you know, Reggie, I'm going to be meticulous with this, and because I know there's a lot of emotions going on. Anyway, we got bills to pay with the top of the hour. Let's go ahead and wrap that up, and then we'll get into more conversation about the Tamika Pleasure case. We got so much more to discuss. It's just sad what's going on with this.
Right. We'll be back with more Reggie and Wayne on a Wednesday. And as I always say, you can join in at any time, 816-576-7234 or 1-800-924-3177. I'm Reggie B. along with Wayne Hodges, 890 GGN. God's good news.
We just want to say thanks for joining us this morning. So much going on in Wyandotte County right now. You're running for public office, of course, Wyandotte County Commissioner. Can you just talk about that? I know you're doing some stuff with some of the local churches. Just generally, what's going on with WICO politics right now?
I have not quite been involved in anything lately. My heart has been totally heavy.
Yeah.
You know, it's just it's hard. You never know what you're going through until you're going through it, and it's been extremely, extremely hard. And you know me, I'm very outspoken, and you know I would love to speak, I would love to do this and do that, but you know, being under the orders of what they say, you have to abide by those rules.
Yeah.
And you can't waver it at no point and no time for anybody, and everybody wants this and everybody's pulling this way, and you know, it's a really tough time right now. And you know, my plea to our community is to just be still. Everybody, I see so much negativity out here. I see so many people getting into arguments and fights, and I just ask the community at this time, just stop.
Yeah.
Stop and pray. If you have nothing good to say, don't say anything at all. I have fought very hard for this community to make sure that people are safe, people are doing the right thing, and people are out here in this community not causing more chaos. And I just plead to our community that our community is broken enough. Stop breaking it even more. Stop allowing the enemy to come in and tear apart our community, even in the midst of what's going on. Just stop. Stop right now. It's not worth it. It's not worth all of the drama that's going on.
Well, I'm going to tell you the same thing I told the families of the victims. And like I said, in my commentary a second ago, I mean, there's a lot of family ties in this case. So it's a very emotional case. And I have spoken with the parents of the two teen victims. And I just want to say, we just want to express our condolences to everybody. Reggie, I've been in journalism in case, well, really the Kansas City Metro since 2007. And this is by far the most emotional event I've ever covered. It's not even close. And I just want to say to you, Tamika, and also to the teen victims, also to the family members involved, I just want to say we're very sorry on behalf of the Massapill Network. I don't know, Reggie, do you have anything?
No, just listening and taking it all in, and letting you know, Tamika, that we've been praying for you and praying for everyone involved. That's what I said from day one, is that this is a situation that we have to pray for everyone
involved.
Yeah,
you never know what somebody's going through until they're going through it. No one's going through this as much as those who are involved. So please continue to pray for everyone. It's the hardest thing I've ever had to go through. And just know that, you know, if I could talk, I would talk. I would this, I would that. But right now, nothing. I just pray. Just continue to pray. Because, you know, that's all you can do right now. That's all we can do. That's all.
Well, Tamika, you and I go way back. And, of course, you know I love you. And we've done several shows with you here on 890 AM. And our birthdays on the same date. So you and I, we're always close. We'll always be close. We grew up as family, going back to when we were kids. I'm talking about the Parkwood days. I don't know if you remember that. but certainly you're close to my heart. And I want you to know I love you very much. And I just enjoy working with you. And I'm just honored that you joined me this morning. Tamika, I have. Yeah, and I said this early on the show, I have been in conversations with investigative reporters here in Kansas City, specifically those of 41 Action News and also Channel 9 News, and I'm trying to reach out to Wyandotte County District Attorney Jerome Gorman. So, no, you don't comment on this. This is my commentary, but there's some things that I would like to see done from a litigation standpoint where we can proceed a little bit further in this case. And I am gracious to 41 Action News and also Channel 9, and we're working together. So, yeah, like I said earlier, we're honored that you're joining us this morning. We know you have a heavy heart. Before we let you go, I just want to let you know that we are praying for all involved, including you. And like I said, my prayers go out to everybody.
Well, God bless each and every one of you, and just everyone just keep the peace. keep the peace. Stop the drama. Stop the arguing back and forth. Don't even engage in any of it, please. I've always stood, like I said, for nonviolence, and I'm still standing for nonviolence. Please, stop all the negativity. If you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything at all. Thank you so much.
All right, Tamika, well, God bless. Go ahead and get you some rest. We woke you up early this morning, and I just want you to know we love you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Tamika.